Christ is risen. I love this day on our calendar. Also on the Roman calendar, they have almost the exact same readings. They add a reading from Revelation, but other than that, they have the same reading from Acts and from John that we use. And I love this day because this is the day where our Lord Jesus says to all of us that we are blessed. And we are blessed because even though we have not seen him walking on the earth as the apostles did, we still believe. And for that reason, he calls us all blessed. It's a beautiful thing. It's the power of faith, like the faith of the early church, where people would line up their cots along the road when they knew Peter was in town, just hoping that his shadow would fall on them and they would be healed. What kind of faith is that? What power is that? And why don't these things happen today? Well, they do, but you kind of have to know where to look. For example, there's an organization I've been following called the St. Paul Street Evangelical Society, and they will put up a table in a park or street corner where there's lots of foot traffic, and they'll have rosaries to give away or holy cards, or they'll have tracts about teachings about the Catholic Church, and people will come up to the table out of curiosity, and they'll engage in conversation with these people from the St. Paul Street Evangelical Society. Sometimes people will come up to them, and after conversation, the team members often ask, is there anything we can pray for you? And sometimes the person will say, well, you know, I've had this headache for 3 months. It just won't go away. Or my wrist just doesn't work the way it used to, or some other malady. And the team members will pray for them right then and there. And more often than not, they will be healed on the spot by God's power. So these things do happen today. Just have to kind of walk in those circles. The doors were locked, the scripture tells us, and St. Peter Chrysologus says that even though the doors of our hearts may be locked, Jesus finds a way to walk through the stubbornness of our hearts. And we'll be able to do the same thing when we rise from the dead, if God so wills. And you know, I have to tell you, I'm really trying to be good. I want to get to heaven because I really want to walk through a wall. I got to do that at least once in my eternal life. Just once. I want to walk through a wall. Don't you? What would that be like? Wow, I don't know. You can see the plaster as you go by, and the wire working, and whatever it is. It would just be so neat to walk through a wall. And that's what Jesus could do with his resurrected body. The angel said to the apostles in prison, in our first reading, leave this jail now, go out to the temple precincts, and tell everyone about this new life. That's right. Go back out to the temple precincts and do the very thing that got you thrown in jail the first time. That's what we do as Christians. We never relent. We never give up. We keep preaching the word of God again and again and again, until the goal of Christ is fulfilled, that his word will be heard from every corner of the earth, that souls will be brought to him, or that we'll die trying. One thing I really appreciated that Father Andrew said last week in his homily was that the greatest sign of being a human being is the willingness to lay down your life for another. If you want to be human, we have to give our life away. And I struggle with that every day. But that's the calling, and the calling will not change. Jesus breathed on them and gave them the Holy Spirit, just as the priest breathes on the waters of theophany and he breathes on the person to be baptized. The real Holy Spirit that we worship and adore still moves through the ordained breath of his priest. Jesus tells his disciples in the locked room, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. Our readings today are all about having faith and being sent. And so I ask you, Father Andrew, as our ordained priest in this parish, who was filled with that same spirit. And he didn't know I was going to do this, so, you know, give him a break. Will you give me your blessing to be sent right now to go up and down 119th Street and share whatever message you wish to be shared?
Well, you've got to finish liturgy first.
All right. If that's the pastor's will, if that's the pastor's will, then that's what I will do. But
I have plenty of Mother's Day posters for you.
Good.
I have our choral festival posters.
Great.
And I would love a street evangelization table out here for Pierogi Fest.
Well, I've got the poster that goes with it, so I'll bring that from home sometime, and we'll do that. That's what I will do.
Great.
Because that God is speaking through the priest right now, telling me what to do all the time, much as I wish it didn't happen, but all the time he speaks through the priest. So, and that's okay, because I would rather spend one day here in his court than 1,000 elsewhere. So I'm perfectly fine with this. But know this, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that the Lord will send us at any moment when you least expect it. He will send you to someone or some situation where he needs us to witness to his presence, to witness to his resurrection, to witness to the truth of his church, and to go out and tell the whole world about this new life of love and mercy and forgiveness and power and community. Christ is risen.